News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Minister of State, Neil Richmond, has said he wants asylum seekers to be able to work after 2 months of arriving in the country. John Lannan, CEO of Durris, do you agree?
Good morning. Yes, this is a positive proposal. Asylum seekers can apply for permission to work here the moment if they've not received a decision on their international protection application after 5 months. Reducing it to 2 months would be a step in the right direction. In principle, they should be allowed to work from when they arrive, we believe, once their applications have been accepted and processed.
And the advantage of that, obviously you can see the advantages for the asylum seeker. Is there an advantage for Ireland from that, do you think?
Absolutely, there is. First of all, it's worth mentioning that beneficiaries of temporary protection from Ukraine are permitted to work from day one when they arrive. That enables them to integrate, to contribute here. The thing is that people want to work. Having to live in situations of forced idleness on €38 a week is really difficult for them. We also have to bear in mind that we have a labour shortage here in construction and other sectors. We have a cohort of people who are willing to work, but they can't.
Okay, we also have to bear in mind that we are struggling to accommodate the asylum seekers that are coming in at the moment. And the argument would be, if you create an ability to work, say, from day one, as you're advocating, there would be a significant draw. You would see a rapid increase in the numbers of asylum seekers coming here, and we won't be able to cope.
Well, we do need to be careful when we suggest that the right to work or conditions here will act as a pull factor. There's no evidence that economic pull factors have any bearing on the number of asylum applications that a country gets.
Is there not?
Indeed, yes. Despite there being a lot of research into why asylum seekers choose one country over another, not one study has found a long-term causal link between welfare or work policies and the numbers of asylum seekers.
Does common sense not suggest it, John? And I think you can say that without in any way being prejudicial about it. I'm not blaming any of the people who do it. I would do exactly the same. But there are genuine asylum seekers, but there are also genuine economic migrants. And does it not inevitably create a draw factor if you're saying you can go to this country, you can work and get good wages from the start?
Well, first of all, every asylum seeker is genuine by virtue of the fact that they have made an application for international protection. That is their right. The idea of pull factors is based on an assumption that asylum seekers have access to perfect information about a range of potential host countries and that they make decisions according to the economic sort of cost-benefit
word
criteria.
Of mouth, the internet.
They don't.
The word of mouth. I mean, we live in a globalised village now. I mean, word passes pretty quickly in today's world.
The main drivers of forced migration are wars and oppression and the needs that cause people to have to leave their homes. And the journeys that refugees take then are complex, they're dynamic. People come from different countries, they have different languages, religions, education levels and so on. They're usually making those journeys without perfect information. They're changing plans along the way. They're encountering others, smugglers, border guards, other migrants.
Yeah, you know, sorry, I'm not
so
in any way suggesting.
We can't generalize across different experiences and say that providing access to work will increase the numbers of people who come here seeking asylum.
Right. I mean, I can give you the example of Ukraine, for example. A lot more Ukrainians came to Ireland and there were much more favourable benefits here. It surely seems logical to link the two. And I think you can make that point without in any way being unsympathetic to the plight of those who are coming here genuinely seeking asylum.
Well, as I said, not a single study has found long-term causal links between welfare or work policies and the number of asylum seekers arriving in a country.
And you don't think common sense would suggest that?
People arrive in different countries for different reasons. We know that in the case of the Ukrainians who have come to Ireland, some have moved within Europe, some have moved from other European countries to Ireland. Some have moved from Ireland to other European countries. But again, the main driver for why people have arrived in Ireland or any other country from Ukraine is the war that's still ongoing in that country.
John Lann, CEO of Duras, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.